Part two. So you're motivating yourself, you're inspiring yourself, but how do you do it? How do you keep track of all of that? Sure, we get going with the day and the next thing you know, 2-3 hours are gone and you don't know what you did. You've got nothing to show for it. You wanted so much to do. You've said, oh, I'm going to make this list inside your head. And you, time's gone. And what have you done? You've accomplished nothing because, again, you have not inspired yourself enough to say, or motivated yourself enough to say, hey, I should be writing this down. I'm just keeping it up here. But actually writing it down and putting it on paper. Journal it. Document it. Document it. Put it on paper. Make a list. It's real simple. It's real simple. Here's my list for the past 2 days. It can be done and you can do it, but you have got to remember. You've got to inspire yourself. See, that's the trick. You still have to be up in here. You still have to deal with yourself and you have to remind yourself. But folks, once you start journaling, once you start documenting, once you start writing it down, it sticks. You're just gonna keep on doing it. You're just gonna continue to do it. And once you do it, it's just that much easier to get things done and make things happen. Motivate yourself. Write it down. Remember why you're doing what you're doing. Put down the goal and put down what you're going to do to achieve the goal. And I'll talk about that next.